The WLEW News and Public Affairs Department now presents What Do You Think? Here's your host, Craig Routson, with today's topic.
Our guest today on the program is Judith Darlington. She is the president, the leader of the Under His Thumb Ministries of Deckerville. She's got some events coming up, several days of revival ministry type of programming coming up called Healing Gathering. And we're going to be talking about what's coming up and how you can participate. Thanks for being with us.
You're welcome. I'm glad to be here.
Okay, this is coming up when?
This starts this Sunday, the 24th, and it goes through Friday, the 29th. It's every evening, starts at 6 o'clock with a meal, and then goes to 9, 10 o'clock. And every morning we have teaching from 10 to 11, or 10 to 12, I'm sorry.
Except the Sunday, because people may be going to their own church at that time and don't want to pull them away.
Correct.
Okay. Your ministry here is relatively new?
Yes, it is.
And how did it come about?
Well, I was in Bible school, and I've always had a heart for Deckerville, and I've seen it really go downhill in the last few years, especially since they lost all the manufacturing plants. And I just wanted to help the people any way I can. I've got a lifetime of experience. I'm almost 79, and I've been in mental health work for the last 40 years, and I thought, you know, surely there's something in my life that I can be helpful in Deckerville.
Now, you've got different programs each night and morning. Is that correct?
Correct, except every morning we'll be teaching on healing from biblical.
But it's not going to be a repeat of the day before.
Correct.
You expand on things as you go through the week.
Right, that is true. But they can be standalone, or you can come all week. Everyone.
And your ministry is a Christian non-denominational, so it goes with the Old and the New Testament of the Bible.
That's correct.
It doesn't adhere to any particular organized religion as far as their specific doctrine.
Exactly. It's not Catholic or Protestant, you know, particularly. We embrace all Christians.
This sounds like it would be something hard to set up. Did it fall together rather easily, or was it like pulling teeth?
No, actually, it fell together rather easily. And I was kind of warned about this just internally, that there would be people there to help us. And it's kind of like boots on the ground. And when we got there, there were. And we found out that another group was going to do a revival, and they found out about ours. They dropped theirs and came and helped us. And it's been that way ever since. It's just been amazing.
They didn't join into your organization. They just didn't want to compete, basically.
But they've kind of joined us.
Okay.
It's been kind of amazing. You know, we're just all trying to help Deckerville and help people in any way we can.
It's at the Deckerville Community Center. About how many people will that hold, and how many do you think might be coming? I mean, it's hard to judge. It's your first year.
Right, that's true. It'll hold maybe 125 to 150, and we're hoping for 100 each night. We will see. We've never done anything like this before, and it's been a long time since Deckerville has had something for a week long.
and it may grow through the week.
It may.
Word of mouth goes around.
Yes. Yes.
Come.
Yes, and at the end of the week, the speakers are from the Thumb. Wednesday night is Father Adam, and he's from Saginaw. And Thursday night is Mark Seppo. He's a pastor in Vassar. And Justin Fehrenbrook from Saginaw, from a wildfire revival ministry of some kind, is coming on Friday night. And the people that have heard him are really excited about him coming, too. I've not met two of them, but except over the phone, but I'm excited about what they have to offer.
Are each of the guests coming from a different perspective? You mentioned one, Ellie. She's coming because she had a miraculous healing, and that changed the course of her life. Do they all have their own kind of story that
they
bring?
They all do. Now, David Riffle, David and Ellie I met in Colorado. David is a Michigander, and he's a retired chiropractor. And he was reading a book on healing, that God wants you well, and he decided to check it out, and he went to the Bible, and he said, well, if this is true, why aren't we doing it? So he started praying for some of his clients or patients. And one was a man that had a wife who had seventh stage Alzheimer's. And he started praying for her, and she got better. And so he started praying for others. And he thought, why am I here? They're getting better. And they're getting healed. So he retired, went out to Bible school, and worked there for a little bit. And now he's back in Michigan, ready to help whoever.
And each one, though, has their own story. The Ellie who had the healing. You are actually going to be there one night speaking as well.
Yes, I am.
And what is your topic on how you can organize all of this and not pull your hair out?
Well, sort of. I'm going to be giving a little history of my life, but I'm also going to be giving a teaching on eagles. Deckerville is the home of the eagles, and eagles have a lot to teach us about how to live. So that's what I'm going to be focused on. And, you know, a lifetime of living in a way, a lot of lessons learned, a lot of good things, a lot of difficult things, that kind of thing. It's about life.
Now, we were talking a little before the program, and you mentioned that this is kind of a family ministry.
Yes, it is.
Your husband and relatives
sisters
are getting into this.
Yes. I have three sisters. I'm the youngest. I'm the only one under 80. And that includes my husband, because he's a little over 80. But we're all in this together. It's just rather amazing. And we get along, which is amazing. What I said at the beginning of the summer, if there's going to be a transformation in town, it better begin with us. And we lived together. My poor husband, he lived with three old ladies all summer long, and he survived. It was not easy, but he did survive.
Well, it depends on the ladies. My mother had two sisters, and I think my dad could have gotten along with all of them as well. They were terrific people, so it all depends on who they are.
That's true, yes.
Okay, and I understand there's going to be, and this sometimes just brings the people out, some free meals involved in this.
There are free meals every night. And on Wednesday night, when Father Adam speaks, the young people seem to flock to him. So we're calling that youth night, but anybody of any age is welcome. And we are serving pizza and ice cream that night. But
<Health food>.
Right. But other nights, it's, you know, we're doing some soup and sandwiches on Sunday night, and there's lasagna one night. I can't remember what all the rest of the meals are, but my sister's in charge of that, and she's doing a great job.
So your sisters are the cooks, or are they getting people to help out? Because you're going to be feeding a lot of people. You just can't make one tray of lasagna.
Right. It's all of the above. We are getting, one night is going to be fried chicken from Brown's Market and their sides, and they have some of the best fried chicken that I've tasted in the Thumb.
Because I can tell you, if you bring one tray of lasagna, you're going to be doing the five fishes and lobes.
Oh no.
No,
I think it's
like, I won't go that far.
I think we have 10 or 12 ready to cook. I know.
I'm just being a little silly here, but yeah.
Right.
I do know people come, and they come early and they come hungry.
Yes. Yes, that's true. But when I tell people about Ellie coming from Colorado Springs, and that she's originally from New York City and she was an interior designer, they said, and she's coming to Deckerville? What for? I said, she asked to come. She wants to be a part of this.
Terrific. A lot of times with such programs, is there music involved?
Yes.
Is there going to be performances? Is there going to be audience participation, or is there just going to be people performing, or a mixture of both?
No, it will be a time of worship that people will be participating. In fact, when Father Adam comes, he's bringing a band from Lansing that he's done quite a bit of ministering with. But the other nights, one is going to be a local team with two couples, and that's on Tuesday night. And the rest is going to be a couple from Florida that are coming. They're driving up with their instruments, and John and Sean, and they will be giving us a lot of good worship and praise, and that will be every morning and every evening, except for those two exceptions.
So you don't have to worry if your singing voice isn't the best, if you can't carry a tune out of a music store.
Absolutely.
You're going to have that part covered with the performers.
Absolutely, yes.
How do you offer this free with all of these people coming and all these people you got to take care of, all the food you've got to buy? I mean, it just seems like, you know, I have enough trouble with my checkbook. I don't know how yours is going.
Well, that is true. But amazingly enough, people have already started donating toward this. Oh. One person came up and said, we will take care of the rent for the community center. A church donated $500 to us. Oh. And we will have a basket or something like that that people can donate. But basically, it's a faith ministry.
And it's not obligated. You do what you can.
Exactly.
Just want them to come.
Exactly. And any money that anybody gives will be given or will be used for ministry. There's no administrative cost. Fortunately, we're old enough to be retired.
Social Security is carrying the overhead.
That's right. So we don't take any money out of it at all. We just want to give. That's really what our heart is finding a way to give back to the community that we loved when we were growing up.
Do you see this as an annual event, or do you see this as a periodical event? Because, you know, sometimes groups have a hard time just getting one event a year off the ground and going. But if you've got a ministry, you know, it isn't 5 days a year either.
That's true. I don't know what our next bigger event will be and when that will be. Yeah, yes. And some of them may be longer. But I'm also interested in helping the school, helping the community. There's a lot of rundown places. I'm going to find a way to help, whatever way that we can help.
Now, at this point, your ministry is young. You don't have a web page, you don't have Facebook or anything, so people can just basically call you if they want to help or if they want to know more, because
yes,
the kind of new age traditional ways people get around and get information doesn't quite yet apply, because you're still setting that all up.
I am setting it up. I may have, if they come, I may have more information by next week, because things are moving.
Well, and you've got a relative who's helping with an IT person who can pull it all together quickly, too.
I have a grandson that is wonderful at that, and that's his job, is IT. He thinks I'm way too slow, though, to teach.
But then again, you want to have these people close to you, so you feign a little bit of I don't understand it, and then they come around more often.
Well, he used to live with me for several years. In fact, I homeschooled him in high school, and he knows me pretty well. So he has been such a blessing, and he still is, but I think he's a little tired of just teaching grandma.
So some things will be coming down the road, and you'll let people like us know. And
that's right.
We can get the word out, because we're trying to get the word out about this series.
Right, exactly. We have flyers and posters in all the local towns, and we're passing out. In fact, I intend to go through part of Deckerville as much as I can in the next couple of days, and personally go door to door handing out flyers, inviting them personally.
Again, these things don't come cheap. I don't know where you're, it must be just falling from the sky, I guess.
In many ways, it kind of is. I mean, we were just blown away with how much help we've gotten. It's just been amazing.
Well, and sometimes people would like this to happen, but they don't know how to do it. And when they find someone who is organizing and getting it done, then they just want to be a part of it.
Yes.
As opposed to stepping up to the front and scratching their head, what do I do next?
Yes, that's true.
How did you know how to get all this done? Did you participate in other types of programs as through the years?
Yes.
Or did you, and you got kind of a background, you saw how they pulled it together, and because I wouldn't know where to start.
Well, I used to be the director of a Christian conciliation service, and that is a conflict resolution service for Christians in southeastern Michigan. I was the executive director. So I brought in a number of people and put on events kind of like this before. Not of the magnitude that we're doing here, but we did have them. So I've got some experience back there. And I've got a lot of experience with people. Having been in the mental health profession for the last 40 years, there's not much I haven't seen or heard or had to deal with.
Some people might get the idea, well, you'd start small, but it appears you're going big or go home on the first thing here.
Well, that's true. I thought we would be small, but God seems to have different ideas than I did. So that's what we're doing. We feel what He has asked us to do.
Now, when I've known other organizations that do programming, and a lot of times people who come help the people who operate this by giving them suggestions of speakers they might want in the future.
We are open. Programs. We are certainly open to any suggestions.
Because you would then be able to check them out, like you've done these people. That,
absolutely.
They're going to fit what you want to have happen at the 5 days here.
Absolutely.
And, that way... it all fits, and it's all flows together. If you go to more than one, it's not a big repeat. It's a lot of new information and new perspectives to see.
Yes, that is true. As a matter of fact, I just had a call from a golf club that said they would host anything that we were doing anytime. They'd help us. And I see this as a community kind of organization. Anybody that wants to get involved, we would love to work with whoever, because our whole thing is about making this a better community, not just Deckerville, but the whole Thumb.
You kind of start from Deckerville where
exactly.
You're based, but you'll draw in a lot more if you're going to fill the community center each night, so you'll pull from other communities as well to begin with.
Yes, we intend to.
Oh, very good. Are there still things you need help with? Is there still things if you could use people to step up and do? Because I know you only got a couple of days left, those last heart-pounding days of how's this going to happen? How's this going to happen? I need this to happen. Is there things that people can step up and do?
Well, one of the things that I really like to have is a videographer, someone who could video the actual talks. I haven't found that yet. That's one of the things. We can always use hostesses. And one of the formats that we're using is people will be sitting at tables of six. And there can be group leaders at every table. If you want to come in, you have a heart for people and want to get to know people and minister to them or just get to know them. That's part of what this is all about, is getting to know people and helping each other.
I mean, there's all the little things that pop into my head. You've got six people at a table. It'd be nice to have like a centerpiece or something. You know what I mean? All these things.
Well, that would be nice.
that could pop in that people who have these skills could do and donate.
Yes, we would be open to things like centerpieces. We have somebody that said they will decorate in fall theme the room. But I don't know whether that includes centerpieces or not. And we can use people to set up, especially Sunday afternoon or something like that. And we'll be changing tablecloths. We'll be doing all kinds of things like that.
I think you're going to have to consider that's going to be a mandatory thing after each meal.
It will be.
people spill a little bit.
Yes.
And you don't want the next person to see their mess.
Exactly. Or get their germs.
Is it simply going to be the information you're there and you soak it in? Is there going to be some handouts available? Because a lot of people like to take stuff home to read later on, and because, you know, sometimes they're caught up in the moment and they miss something a little bit, and if it's available in print form, right, or something, it helps.
There may be from some of the speakers. Mm-hmm. I don't think it'll be available from all, but one of the things we intend to provide is some paper to write on. Yeah. And it would be a good idea to bring a Bible, but we'll have a few extras there and that kind of thing. And hopefully we'll find a way to let people be able to get it online or some way afterwards.
That's where a videographer would come in,
right,
handy. You could give them a whole view,
right,
of what happened. Or you can post the materials and
right,
contact numbers and such,
right,
so if they have questions or
right,
other information they need.
Yes.
It sounds like you're still going strong at your age. I mean, most people are like, oh, I think I'll wait for the grandkids to come over, and if I'm in a mood, maybe I'll bake a pie. You seem like you just can't stop. Is that part of what keeps you healthy and going?
Yeah, it really is. I had some health issues for about 10 years or so that I was not doing a whole lot. But once I saw what I was supposed to do, it just energizes you. And there's nothing like doing what the Lord asks you to do. You get energy.
Best thing a person can have is purpose.
Yes.
Everything else falls in once you have a purpose that you're comfortable with, that you feel you're called to, and you feel you can do.
Exactly. And what I've noticed is that my whole life has been a preparation for what I'm doing now. It's been really amazing. All the things that I've gone through, all the jobs that I've had. I've been a teacher, and I've been a therapist for years, and I've led organizations, so I'm prepared. And to me, that's amazing. I was not particularly a great student, and I wouldn't be one that people would go back to the high school and say, oh yeah, she was a leader. No, I wasn't that kind of a person. It's been something I've developed into.
A lot of times it depends on the passion you have for, mm-hmm, what you're doing. If you have the passion, there's no stopping.
That's true. And I had a woman ask me the other day, how do you do it? And I said, well, I think it's the Lord.
One step at a time.
That's right. Yeah.
Well, is there anything else you want to let us know about the upcoming healing gathering?
I would just really encourage people to come as much as you can. I think everything will be a benefit to whoever comes. And if you can only come to a few, that's great too, but as many as you can come to, I think it'll benefit you in the teaching that you'll get, in the worship that is there, and the fellowship. There are some wonderful people involved.
Besides the youth night with Father Adam, would you recommend the other days maybe get a sitter so that you can concentrate on what you're seeing there rather than someone fidgeting next to you and stuff like that? Because it may be good for an older child, but they get too young,
yeah,
they can be distracting, and you don't want to pull from the message.
Yes, that is true. Little ones probably would get bored, you know, except during the music time, you know.
But then they're up front clapping.
That's right. But yes, that might be a little much for real little ones. But any child that you think can benefit, they're welcome.
And has the patience to,
yes,
to sit
exactly,
through a service. Sometimes, you know, that's why they have the cry rooms in church.
Exactly.
You can take them back there, and you're still in church, and you can listen, but you're taking care of their needs, too.
Yes, that's true.
But you won't have that there. This
nope,
is just for the program.
Yes.
Maybe future years down the road, you got all the organizing going on.
Yes, we just never know. I mean,
it could end up with a children's ministry down the road. You just don't know where things
that's
take
true,
you.
That's true. Yes. I was an elementary school teacher, so love kids, but I also love high schoolers. And any way that Lord leads me to help them, I'm there.
Okay, so it's called Healing Gathering. It's coming up Sunday through Friday, October 24th to the 29th at the Deckerville Community Center. That's right on Main Street, easy to find.
Yes.
There's no charge.
You correct.
Just come on in. Mm-hmm. The Sunday meetings begin at 6 p.m. The weekday meetings are 10 and 6 p.m. You're going to start off at the 6 p.m. with the free meal and then the program to follow.
Correct.
And there's different guests each night and different topics, and you can come once, you can come all five times. It's not going to be, you know, a Saturday night repeat.
That's correct. And we were going to end on Saturday, the 30th, but we chose to end on the 29th because on the 30th, there is an Ignite the Thumb worship service at Life Song over in Snover. And we thought that would be a great way for people to celebrate and end.
Very good. I hope you get a good turnout. I hope you have a good time each night. And people can come away feeling refreshed and better about their path forward.
Exactly, and I think we'll see some miraculous things happen. I really do.
And if they want to help out, don't know how can they get a hold of you?
My number is 810-955-5102. You can also reach me through my Yahoo account, and that's JUDIT56@yahoo.com.
And you can get back and forth with people, and they can yes. try to help or get more information about what's coming up at these gatherings.
Yes, I would welcome anyone that wants to contact me.
I appreciate you stopping out today, mm-hmm. and I hope, again, you get a good turnout.
Well, thank you very much, and I appreciate your taking the time to let people know about this.
We've been talking with Judith Darlington. She is the head president of
yes.
the Under His Thumb Ministries of Deckerville. She has the Healing Gathering at the Deckerville Community Center, October 24th to the 29th. 10 a.m. in the mornings, 6 p.m. in the evenings, weekdays, Sunday, just 6 p.m., so they don't pull you out of church.
Correct.
Coming up at the top of the hour, we will
Thank
pass
you.
Along all the latest in the news here at WLEW.